Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zvachim, Daf Sadi Ches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel, Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Haroitze lachzoim ale yerek lahakel mimasoi, lo yashlich ad shiase. If a person wants to prune leaves of vegetables that are tied into bundles, so they're already obligated in Maasus, in order to lighten their load, he shouldn't discard them before separating Maasa, lest an Amaoit find them and eat them without tithing. Halakech yerek min ashuk, venimlech lachzir, lo yachze ad shiase, she'enoi maase ela minyan. One who takes a bundle of vegetables in the market and he decides to return it, since it had a fixed price, he shouldn't do so before separating masa, because all that's lacking is counting the number of bundles, as the price has already been fixed and the vegetables had already been taken. If he was standing and choosing a bundle, and then he saw a better bundle, he may return the first one without tithing because he didn't draw them into his possession. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, this Mishnah, the Rebbelazar says that this Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that they only permitted selling demai to a wholesaler who sells in large quantities, so they exempted him from tithing. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says the Mishnah follows all opinions. This case is different because the owner discarded a large quantity, but the finder only gathered it in small quantities. But later, da pligi al Dubmeir Omar came to Adam Avkir Dava Vayotze Mushusoi Hefkeiro Hefka. The question is, doesn't this disagree with Dubmeir, who said that once a person declares something ownless and it leaves his possession, it's ownless? The answer is different over here, because since he discarded a large quantity of vegetables, which is not the norm, it doesn't render it ownerless, so he must tithe it before he discards it. The question is, and doesn't it disagree even with Rabbi Yosi, who said that Hefka doesn't leave the possession of the owner unless an acquisition is actually made? The answer is, it's because he made a large quantity hefka, but one who acquires it does it in small quantities, and it's not hefka and must be tithed before he discards it. Hizkia says that the meaning of the Mishnah's phrase that we said, she'enoi me'usa ela minyan, is because all that's lacking is counting the number of bundles in order to pay for his acquisition, since the price per bundle is already fixed, therefore they are already obligated in masas. What should he do to tithe without taking away from the bundles? Take a small amount of leaves from the top of each bundle. The Gemara asks, what isn't he stealing from the seller? And the answer is like the story of Reb Shimon bar Kahana and Reb Lazar, who were walking, and Reb Shimon was leaning on Reb Lazar. They passed by a vineyard, and Reb Shimon said, bring me a splinter from the tree that there is fencing in the vineyard, so I can pick my teeth. Reb Shimon then said, actually, don't bring me anything, because if everyone will do this, there will be no fence left. And we see from here that, strictly speaking, it would be permitted to take a splinter, if not for that reason. Reb Chagai, have a mismach lebzeira, ava chadton chad mechla de kissin, amale icili chad kissim, mechad sad chinai, chaza amale leitesili klum, de ein icy, de in icy ko banash, ubanash, me avid kain ha azila, mechla de guva. Reb Chagai was once leaning on a bzeira, someone passed by carrying a load of twigs. Reb Chagai said to bzeira, give me a twig to pick my teeth. He then said, actually, don't give me anything, because if everyone will do this, his whole load will vanish. Reb Zera says about himself, and I don't think Reb Zera is so upright that he listened to Reb Chagai, no, Hashem's Torah requires it. Reb Abo, quoting Reb Yochanan, said that he also understands the word me'usa in the Mishnah to mean lacking, and he said as soon as the person performs an acquisition of Mashiach, which is drawing the item to himself, he acquires it, since nothing else is lacking except counting it out. How should it be done? And he disagrees with Chizkiah. He says he should pay the value of one of them and thereby fix up the other bundles. Well, doesn't returning them back into the rest of the produce cause those people that come after us to stumble? He should pile them up separately, that people shouldn't get confused and take what is masa.
Tani,
that. The Gemara asks, well, why can't the buyer just return everything and tithe it with his produce at home? Didn't the Tosefta teach that a person may fix his friend's masses with his own, even if he caused a stumbling block for those that follow? The answer is, the Bechanina says, they allow this for a buyer, but not for one who is returning produce. Now the Mishnah taught that if he was standing and choosing a bundle, and then he saw a better bundle, he may return the first one without tithing, because he didn't draw them into his possession. Now the Mishnah should be understood to mean that he was still selecting the best bundle, but he hadn't taken it yet, and therefore he may return it without tithing. The Mishnah only spoke about if he saw another better bundle of the same type. What if it was a bundle of a different type of produce? And the Gemara does not answer this question.